Crufts Day 1, 2024 at the NEC in Birmingham. What a busy day it has been so far. And I'm delighted to catch up in the studio here with Donna Wallace from Ely in Cambridgeshire with her miniature schnauzer. Hello, Donna.
Hello, nice to meet
you. First of all, what is your schnauzer called?
My miniature schnauzers, I've got two here. One's called Gertrude, or Flirty Gertie to her friends, and the other's Betsy.
Now, how you came to be with your dogs because of trying to improve your health?
Yes, absolutely. In 2007, I broke my neck at C5, C6, and have undergone several very invasive procedures, resulting in a spinal cord stimulator and managing a chronic pain syndrome. And part of the process, above all the meds and stuff, I looked at other therapies and what could help improve my situation, and at that time bought a dog to get me walking and improve my mobility and dexterity, and just something to love to improve your mood.
Why did you choose a miniature schnauzer?
My last family dog was a Cairn Terrier, and I just loved the smaller breeds, and after that I did some research and came to places like this, went and met the breeds, and decided they're a lovely size, they're compact, they don't molt, so that if you're, you know, not particularly fond of hair everywhere, and you know, they were just lovely big personalities but in a smaller dog.
So you'd identified a need to go walking to get exercise.
Yes, absolutely.
Then decided to take on the dog.
Yes.
What was it like that first time out, those first steps outside the house with the dog, that first step in your journey to recovery?
It's been a long journey. And the dog has provided me with some security in going out and confidence in going out. Part of the condition I have is quadriparensis. So basically I will lose my limbs, I'll lose the connection, as it were, and just end up in a heap on the floor. And the dog, not only does it help you get out and, you know, you have to walk a dog every day, but also in times when I had falls, it would be my protector and sit by me until I'd regain composure or until help had come to my aid.
So how is your health now?
I have further surgery this year planned, but it's better than it could be, but it's not perfect, but it's, you know, much better than... I'm fortunate to be where I'm at.
How much of an impact on your mental well-being has having the dog had?
Huge. Absolutely huge. I worked for a city law firm for 20 years, nearly, and it was a lifestyle adjustment, you know, having the injury, which meant I couldn't commute and I couldn't do a desk job and everything. And I had to reevaluate my lifestyle and what I could and couldn't achieve. And I did go through, you know, a grieving process. You spend the majority of your life with your colleagues and you build up bonds of friendship. And there was a real grief. And I did enter a very dark period. Whereas a dog is very calming, you know, releases endorphins when you're stroking them, petting them. And, you know, just that unconditional love that you need. And Darcy, who's the matriarch of my pack at home, she did bring me out of a very dark place.
Did you ever think that you wouldn't be where you are now and as optimistic as you are now if it hadn't have been for your dog?
Yes, absolutely. She is my breath. She is my lifeline. I can't now imagine a world where she isn't in it. And I was apprehensive about, it's a huge commitment to, when you have a condition, to take the step as to whether you can meet the needs of an animal. Because, you know, whether I could meet the walking requirements and the grooming requirements. But having taken that step, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't change it for the world.
And that was only the start of the story, wasn't it? Because you then became a breeder and you're now a Kennel Club Assured breeder.
Yes, I am, yes.
Congratulations,
thank
well
you.
Done. Just so people may not know what that means, tell us what that does mean.
Okay, so I have my matriarch of my pack is called Darcy, and I'd been brought up as a child. I'd spent some time in a kennel and cattery situation, so I had an experience of dog husbandry, as it were. And I'd always had this dream of having a mother and daughter. And I wanted to go about things the right way. There's so many bad press and negative things about breeding, and there are some unscrupulous breeders out there, unfortunately. So I wanted to do things 100% as they should be, supporting. And so I joined the Kennel Club, a short scheme. And I like to think that the House of Valence's banner is an extended family.
And the Kennel Club Assured Breeders Scheme, yep, is almost a first port of call, isn't it, for somebody
absolutely
looking for a dog? And
yep,
dog, and the advice and experience and knowledge you have can be invaluable into them making a good decision.
Absolutely. The Kennel Club offer you a lot of support, and there are stringent guidelines, and you do have to jump through a lot of hoops, so to speak, to get the title of an assured breeder. And it's just assurance that things are done the correct way, that the welfare of the dogs, the bitches, the sires are paramount, basically. And it gives the new owners the assurance that the dog that they're welcoming into their home has been brought into this world the correct way and is a well-rounded animal.
And if that isn't enough,
yep,
you're involved with therapy dogs as well.
Yes, I am.
You're
a
busy lady.
I don't know. I wanted to give something back. Having a dog had given so much to me in terms of confidence and well-being. I wanted to give something back to the world. So I joined Therapy Dogs Nationwide. We're a national charity where we go into various establishments. We're all volunteers. It can range from schools to learning for children, learning to read, behavioural issues. It can be prisons, it's hospitals, it's old people's homes. And we just go in with our dogs and spread some love, basically. We're all volunteers. It's a wonderful national charity that spreads joy, basically. And I'm now the team support for East Anglia.
Fantastic. And how are your dogs, which are sitting very, very patiently there?
They're
not
bad.
How are they coping with all of the noise in the NEC here at Crufts?
Well, this is one of the things. If you come into the show world, you introduce a dog as young as 4 months old into the showing arena. So they're used to all these very loud noises, all the smells. There's lots of feet and people wanting hugs and such like. So if you introduce them at young age, they get used to it.
Absolutely.
But they do have their moments. They're not always like this, I can assure you.
Oh, yes, they look like they might have a little mischievous glint in their
eyes.
Donna, an absolute pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much for popping in to see us, and enjoy the rest of Crufts.
I will do. Thank you so much.